Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Our organic yogurt business supports 200,000 acres of organic family farms. So we're proud to support thoughtful programming like Living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
Well, while we still don't know what to do with all that radioactive waste from nuclear plants, one thing we do know. The uranium fuel to power the AP1000 reactors probably won't be coming from the Grand Canyon. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar has announced a 20-year moratorium on uranium mining near the national park.
When you look at a place like the Grand Canyon, we carry out the great example through this protective measure because we're saying, yes, this place is very special, and we need to make sure that we can and will protect it.
Joining us to discuss the Obama administration's decision is Jane Danowitz. She's Director of Public Lands for the Pew Environmental Group. Hi, Jane.
Thank you. Very nice to be with you.
So why in the world would anyone want to mine in the Grand Canyon?
Well, that's a pretty good question. And I think if you told most Americans that uranium mining is allowed at the doorstep of the Grand Canyon National Park, it's a pretty good bet they'd stare at you in disbelief. And so I think that's one of the reasons why the president took the action that he did and decided to issue a moratorium on all new claim staking around the Grand Canyon for the next 20 years.
But there's a lot of uranium around the Grand Canyon, and there are companies that are mining it right now.
Experts will disagree how much uranium is there. I think one of the real problems here is that the United States still has a law on its books that was signed by Ulysses S. Grant in 1872 that does govern the mining of gold, uranium, and other so-called hard rock metals. And under that law, corporations, including those that are foreign-owned, can go almost anywhere on U.S. public lands, including places that are in close proximity to national parks and in national forests, and mine. And to add insult to injury, the metals that they take, including gold and uranium, they can take for free without taxpayer compensation. This is in contrast to what oil and gas and coal companies have done for decades, and that is pay the Federal Treasury royalties.
So what's in it for the U.S. taxpayer if we're giving away these mineral rights for free?
Well, there's nothing in it for the U.S. taxpayer because not only are they giving away precious metals for free, but they're bearing a significant burden of cleanup costs. The EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, just came out with new figures that found that, once again, the mining industry is the number one emitter of toxic pollutants in the country. And so, therefore, not only taxpayers are losing precious metals, but they're also having to pay for cleanup for the environment.
Well, is there any conversation in Congress at this point to change this 1872 law? You know, since we do have a budget crunch, we could use the money.
There is legislation that has been introduced to reform the 1872 mining law. And while Congress is busy with lots of issues and has had a difficult time getting consensus on most, the fact that the Grand Canyon is at risk from mining and the fact that because of this law, more than $2.5 billion of metals are taken off of public lands for free without taxpayer compensation, without compensating the Treasury, without paying the Treasury, that may well be an impetus for lawmakers from both sides of the aisle to take a look at this legislation and try to find some consensus around reforming it.
But proponents of uranium mining, including Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, say that the mines have created, you know, thousands of jobs and could create many more and be a source of domestic energy.
Well, there's two parts there. One, certainly according to the figures, tourism is from the canyon is really the dominant industry in that region. The Grand Canyon attracts more than 5 million visitors each year. Those visitors provide more than 12,000 full-time jobs and they generate a revenue of almost $700 million annually to the region. And the second point is that the companies that are operating, most of which in the canyon are foreign-owned, there's Canadian interest, there's a Russian state-owned entity that has a significant number of claims, also the South Koreans. And at least the history has been that the uranium that's taken does not stay in the United States, but is shipped abroad.
You know, proponents of mining around the Grand Canyon say that this is simply President Obama kowtowing to his base. That there really is not an environmental reason or environmental reasons for mining not to go forward.
I think when all is said and done, protecting the Grand Canyon is going to be looked upon as one of the most important decisions that the Obama administration makes during its tenure. And it's a decision that's not only good for the environment, it's good for the whole economic vitality of the Southwest. It's good for jobs, it's good for tourism, and it's good for protecting one of the most famous icons in the world.
Well, Jane Danowitz, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Jane Danowitz is Director of Public Lands for the Pew Environmental Group. Just ahead, what the nose knows, sniffing out dangerous and climate-disrupting gas leaks right under our feet. Keep listening to Living on Earth.